and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you've been following along with our study about Babylon, you know that we've talked about how that there was actually a place called Babylon at one time. Well, the ruins are still there, but nobody will ever live there again. The Bible tells us that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 13. And then we read of two other Babylons. The first Babylon, of course, was physical Babylon, and the next two, as we read of in Revelation, chapter 17 and chapter 18, there's two different ones, Mystery Babylon the Great and Babylon the Great. These are two Babylons that will be present in the tribulation period. As we think of this, why should you and I be concerned as Christians? Because you and I who have been saved, we will be gone before the tribulation starts. We know that we're going to be caught up with the Lord. The Bible teaches us that there is a catching away, and that catching away is known as the rapture of the church. Jesus Christ will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and he'll say, "Come up hither." And those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we'll be gone. But why should you and I be concerned about the tribulation or the Babylons that we read of in Revelation chapter 17 and chapter 18? Why should we be concerned? Well, the Bible tells us why. And I went over this the last time I mentioned it. Let me say it again. That 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times," now we are in the latter times, remember, it says, "some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." This is all around us today. 2 Timothy 3, 1 says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." Well, we're seeing perilous times right now. It's going to get worse. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7 says, "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." That's the people. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, "And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." Oh, who is this? Follow whom? Who are going to be followed here? Well, 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, "Follow whose pernicious ways?" No, they're pernicious ways, malicious ways. Well, 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 has the answer. It says, "But there were false prophets." The word "there" in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, "their pernicious ways," the word "there," that means the false prophets. It says, "There were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." But we've seen the Christian world taking a sharp turn to the left. Saved people should at least be hesitant to jump on board and follow the crowd of spiritual adulterers. Well, don't you think you and I right now should be taking a stand against the godlessness of the churches that call themselves worshipers of God, the true God, when in realities they are worshipers of the flesh? Rather, they would rather have a time of good feeling rather than a time of real worship of God. It's sad that many saved people have gotten on board with the devil's crowd. Many Christians are afraid to take a stand against the homosexual crowd. And let me stop here and say this, that a homosexual can be saved the way anyone else is saved. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the homosexual as well as anyone else can be saved by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It's sad that many Christians are afraid to take a stand against the homosexual crowd because they do not want to hurt anyone's feelings. Oftentimes, sin is condoned when a saved person does not want to offend a family member when that family member is living like the devil. Many times a saved person will mollycoddle a person who pretends to be a male when in reality that person is a female, no matter how many operations that female has had. Or on the other hand, a blind eye is turned when a male pretends to be a female, while in reality he is a male, no matter how many operations he has had. When you and I are soft on sin and refuse to stand up against sin, the sins of the flesh, then is it any wonder that the devil will have a heyday when Mystery Babylon continues into the tribulation? You say, wait a minute. Continue? I thought it was into tribulation. Well, I say Mystery Babylon continues because Mystery Babylon is here today with many members already. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. It's here. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. They would rather hear fables. The people would rather hear fables and stories rather than thus saith the Lord from the truth that's found in the Word of God. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, fairy tales. They would rather hear jokes in a so-called church than to hear, thus saith the Lord. They would rather have a ventriloquist come in and tickle their ears rather than hearing, thus saith the Lord. God help us to take a stand for Jesus Christ. We who name the name of Christ are guilty of not enduring sound doctrine because we are afraid to hurt someone's feelings. The church, Christ said, the gates of hell would not prevail against, has become unrecognizable as Christ's church in many congregations. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 says, Christ speaking, and I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Jesus was not telling people that Peter was the rock. He was saying, I'm the rock. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus Christ would never say that he was going to build his church upon a human being that was not willing to lay down his or her life for the lost people of this world. Now, it is true that Peter would one day give his life for the cause of Christ, but Peter Christ was simply a man. Jesus Christ was man God. He was as much God had he never been man, and he was as much God had he never been man as man had he never been God. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Savior who laid down his life so that you and I could be saved and be on our way to heaven. When we turn our ears from the truth and refuse to listen to the truth and refuse to stand up for the truth, then we are guilty of being partakers of sin, condoning what God says is death. Proverbs 12:28 says, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. But Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Notice this. Christ said, I will build my church. Matthew 16:18, we've read it. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, the devil has been building his church since the Garden of Eden. Since he looked at Eve and he said, thus saith the Lord. No, he said that it's not going to happen the way God said. You're going to be gods yourselves once you do what I say to do. And so many people today are listening to the voice of the devil. They want to go the devil's way instead of God's way. Well, Mystery Babylon, as we read of in Revelation 17, is already here. But Mystery Babylon I would like to reveal Mystery Babylon to you right now. Revelation chapter 17 and verse 5 says, "And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth." Verse 15 of Revelation 17 says, "And he saith unto me, The waters," remember we read about the waters that she sat upon. Notice, "And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues." People were listening to the false religion that we're reading here in chapter 17 of Revelation. And people are listening today to false teachers, false prophets who claim to be representing God when they are not. The 17th chapter of Revelation presents ecclesiastical Babylon as a woman, a whore, a mother. As a mother, she will have church offsprings. Well, you may say it is bad English to add an S at the end of offspring. Well, I know it is. But it's also bad for us to recognize ungodly organizations who are false representatives of God. The devil's church is in the world today, and his church as we know it today will become more and more prevalent until the middle of the tribulation. The devil's church has produced offspring today. It takes two to have offspring. The devil has many ungodly human mates, and together they have produced ungodly man and devil worship centers. Well, Mystery Babylon is in the world today, and let me name some of them. The Church of Christ cult does not serve the Christ I serve. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints cult, the LDS people, does not serve the Jesus I serve. Now let me read you something about the Mormons. And that's who the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is, the Mormons. According to official Mormon teaching, Jesus Christ is the first spirit child conceived and begotten by Heavenly Father and one of Heavenly Father's many wives, commonly referred to as Heavenly Mother. Well, just as Heavenly Father before him progressed to godhood, so Jesus progressed through obedience to the status of a God prior to his incarnation on earth. In the words of the late Mormon apostle and general authority, Bruce McConkie, "Jesus Christ, by obedience and devotion to the truth, attained that pinnacle of intelligence which ranked him as a God." According to LDS authorities, Jesus is not to be worshipped or prayed to as one would worship or pray to Heavenly Father. Mormons also teach that Heavenly Father subsequently had many more spirit children. Listen to this carefully. Mormons believe that even Satan, Lucifer, is a spirit brother of Jesus. While LDS spokespersons officiate or obfuscate, and that means try to hide, this fundamental of Mormon teaching, the Apostles of the Mormon Church, our current official LDS publications, affirm it, that it's true. The newsman Chris Wallace once asked, "What about Mitt Romney? Is a Mormon a true Christian?" This pastor, preacher said, "Well, in my mind, they are. Mitt Romney has said that he believes in Christ as his Savior, and that's what I believe. So, you know, I'm not the one to judge the little details of it, so I believe they are." In other words, they are Christian. Joel Osteen said that. God help us to take a stand against people who are taking a stand against my Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.